No, the Shadow Master is dead. Swan gave me a dumb look. But you knew that, Mergen. You was over here when we killed the bastard. You was here for a week after that. Killed him? It began to dawn. You didn't insist on going back? She said you... No, I didn't. When I found myself headed that way, I thought I was escaping from Shadow Spinner. I really believed that I hadn't gotten to you people. I think. It got more confused as I tried to figure it out. Somebody called out something in Yuengbao. My troops hadn't followed orders. Someone else in Taglian called, "Can you come up here, please, Mr. Mergen?" I told Swan, "I don't know what's up. You better stand fast. These guys are real touchy. I got nothing else to do with my life. I mean it. They're paranoid in a big way. If you'd spent the last several months in there, you'd understand." I clambered up a steep slope to where one Taglian knelt in some scraggly brush with a Yuengbao about 15 years old. The boy pointed, eager to be the first to deliver bad news. Fresh smoke rose from Dejigore. From, near as I could tell, the North Barbican. It looked like there was fighting there. A mauve flash told me One Eye or Goblin was involved. Mogaba must be trying to recover the Barbican. I spied flickers around the west gate, too. Damned Mogaba. Thanks, guys. Nothing we can do about it, though. I hoped One Eye and Goblin carved Mogaba a new poop chute. Get on back to camp, will you? There's stuff that's got to get done. Lady was gone. Blade was in charge and just sitting around collecting refugees from the city, keeping them from reporting back with news about Shadow Spinner. He admitted that. That's what she wants done. He seemed indifferent to Sarah, unlike every other man in camp. She's lucky she's not here, I grumbled. I'd turn her over my knee. Since there was nothing else going on, I sat around with him and Swan and Mather until it started to get dark. Somebody found a puppy for Totan to play with. When it got late, I said, "We'd better get back to our people. They'll be getting nervous."
"No can do, buddy," Mather told me.
Blade agreed. She said no exceptions. The warmth went out of the air. I gave each one what I thought of as the Yuengbao look. Swan and Mather averted their eyes. Blade took it, but with a twitch. Sara seemed untroubled. I suppose after Dejigore, it was hard to imagine a turn for the worse. She even smiled. I assume